This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Man, I gotta tell you, some callers are half awake, some callers are really smart. We've had some amazing callers so far on what Trump's doing and where the world is. This is an incredibly historic time to be alive. Doug Hagman. I'm going to take a few more calls. I appreciate you coming in the next hour with us. In your life, have you ever seen anything this wild and all the big developments that are happening? I think surely we are entering a quickening.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think from a biblical perspective, and I talk to Steve Quayle nearly every day, and I know he's a guest on your show. From a biblical perspective, I don't think there has ever been a time in modern times like there is today. The news headlines are change every hour, of course, and we're seeing, I think, some prophetic fulfillments. And I think we need to keep our eye through that or look at things again through that the prism of biblical prophecy in Scripture. I really think there's prophecy playing out here.
Well, I know this. World government's out in the open. It said it hates Christians. It said humans have no rights. Humans are obsolete. The elite are going to merge with machines. We're all going to have a chip to buy and sell. This is all being announced on the news. And then now, because Christians warned about it so long, it's like Christians have less credibility. It's like, oh, you've been totally right about everything, so we don't listen to you now. It's almost like it's just passe. Like, absolutely. Duh, of course there's going to be a world government. We're going to kill everybody. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you know, you're exactly right. And I do, look, I'm a Christian. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a minister. I'm an investigator. But if Christians cannot see what's taking place right now, and especially Christians can win on the numbers. Unfortunately, I think that we've got in America, we have a problem not with intolerance. We have a problem with tolerance, and Christians have been far too tolerant with many things, in my opinion. And that's
right. We've been the tolerant countries compared to others. All they do is magnify our problems, but never show us all the other stuff to make us feel guilty. So we acquiesce and then sell out our freedom. It's got to stop. And I think Trump's a manifestation of that, but he's just riding that wave like a surfer. Humanity understands across the board, we've been bullied, we're being manipulated, and we're done.
You know, it's interesting. Evangelicals, I think, that are responsible, a large portion of evangelicals are responsible for his being in that office. It is interesting to see that same element or segment of evangelicals turn against Donald Trump at the slightest whiff of any type of bumpy roads. But we're better than that. And we need to solidify our base and to say, you know, and to put down the progressives, put down the globalists, put down the communists. In other words, fight back. We can, as Christians, fight back in that capacity.
Absolutely. Well, I think it's very, very encouraging, Doug, that Trump did come out and say, guilty Hillary. She's guilty of sin, and everything they've done, they project on us. And, you know, to hear that I'm under criminal investigation for being run by the Russians, which is just a way to demonize me, I can't go to Congress, they don't show proof, they just say it on the news, when she literally worked with the Russians and was a Chinese communist agent, if I'm under investigation, she better damn well get indicted.
Yeah, and I think that chapter has yet to be written, and I think what we need to do is let the although everyone is impatient, I'm impatient, and I know that your listeners and viewers are impatient as well. We have a right to be because we've been watching this unfold for so long. However, just wait, because I do believe there's a time here where America, as a country, we are vulnerable. So to take a person of that position, Hillary Clinton, and to put her under indictment, for example, could have some really bad unintended consequences that I believe that President Donald Trump has been briefed on. And I think that although that's still going, I think that we have to have a measured response as opposed to a reaction. Respond as opposed to react.
Sure. I just know they're guilty of everything they say we've done. I'm sick of it. I haven't done anything. I haven't done anything except speed on the highway sometimes. I mean, I open doors for little old ladies, and I am sick of being demonized by these criminals. Doug, we love you. God bless you, brother. More calls coming up. Millie Weaver and others in studio. Big transmission. Bunch of breaking news.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Well, what we've learned from a senior U.S. official is that the U.S. military and intelligence community does now have the communications intercepts of the Syrian military and chemical experts talking about preparations for that Syrian attack. Now, what's official?
Hello, this is Syrian military. Under orders of Putin, we launched chemical attack on civilian. So United States invade and defeat us. This is radio transmission of our plan to launch the chemical attack to cross the red line so that they invade us and defeat us. We do this because we're winning now. And we do this now so Saudi Arabia can invade us and take over. We want to be thrown out of power. That's why we've fought civil war started by West for 6 years. So we agree with your Adam Schiff, oh, great American, that we are all evil agents of Putin. And that is why we are doing this. So, there are no recordings released, and the witnesses on the CNN. They are the most trusted network. They are the good people, so we're going to do what they say. Thank you. Thank you, CNN.
That hospital medical clinic, there was a Russian drone flying over it, collecting intelligence. About 5 hours later, an unidentified aircraft comes in, drops a conventional bomb right in that area. The theory is the drone was photographing, collecting the evidence, of the pictures of the people being there being treated. Whoever called in that second unidentified aircraft wanted the evidence destroyed of injured people being there.
Rob Dew threw that together this morning, did a great job. Because I made the joke last night and sent him an audio recording as a joke. I didn't even intend to air it. Where I'm like, yes, this is the Syrians. We admit we did it all. We're very bad people. I had meant to actually play that, and I'll do it later, with real clips of CNN doing fake news, where they got caught and where they admitted it. Plus a new one I never got to. I've been mentioning it for 3 days. Where clearly you hear the birds tweeting. That gets faded down. And then they have phones ringing in the background. You can hear the room sound, people shuffling around. And you can see that it's a still image behind it. And that their correspondent is not on the ground in Syria, Ben Wiedemann. So that's a joke. We're not saying that was real news. It's being sarcastic because we have Syria's Assad says chemical attack 100% fabrication. Syrian President Bashar Assad said a suspected chemical weapons attack was a fabrication to justify a U.S. military strike as Moscow digs in to defend its ally despite increasing strains with Washington. Why would Assad launch his own attack when he's never been caught using chemicals? They just keep saying he's known to use chemicals. No, the rebels are. And they stole them out of Libya and our government helped them. This is well known. Just like you couldn't keep your doctor with Obamacare and increased premiums. And they said it's a conspiracy theory by racist Alex Jones, who's deeply racist. There are no death panels. And I'd be like, look, it's right here in the bill. Right here in the bill. IRS penalties. There are no penalties. That's an outrageous. Let's have PolitiFact or fact check show that. Oh, pants on fire. Pants on fire. Who was the congressman during the State of the Union, Obama, like 5-6 years ago? Says, and undocumented migrants, illegal aliens, are not covered under the plan. The congressman had the bill. He stands up and says, you lie. And now we know they were covered. It's just lying, 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 and we know they're liars. So why did Trump believe their lies and then bomb? Because he knew they were going to hang on around his head and start an impeachment and say he was backing Russia. Because they're already saying Russia did it. And so he said, fine, I blow up the base. That's what happened. It's Machiavellian. I don't know. I agree with it. I don't want to see our agenda to restore the republic stop, but I don't want to become them in the process of trying to get there. That's what I'm saying. And it's not because I'm on some high horse. I've been around these globalists. They're slimy. You don't want to be on their side. They're bad people. I mean, if the globalists were like boss hogs or something, I wouldn't fight to the death against them. You know what? Trump is like a good boss hog. But he doesn't want to see the village poor. He made his money in hospitality and service industries. And he knows the economy's in the crapper. Trump doesn't want to release the tax returns the last few years because there weren't much money made. Country's falling apart. And now restaurant visits are up like 60%, I was reading. All this other good stuff's happening. Retail, because everybody buys stuff online. I went to the mall to buy some dress slacks last weekend with my children. And I was there on a Saturday, and it was empty. There were more customer service people there than there were people. But they were so demoralized, they wouldn't even give me service. They're like, oh, we don't have those size slacks in the zone. And I was like digging around, here they are. And I was just like, you know what? I'm out of here. I got enough slacks. I really don't have enough slacks. These were blue jeans when I'm on the air. I need some slacks. I need 5 or 6 pairs. I've got like 10 pairs, but some of them are like 8, 9 years old. And they're getting like holes in them and stuff. And, you know, you love pants you've had for 10 years, but they got to go to Goodwill. They got to go in the trash. They got to get burned to the incinerator. I want to go to your phone call. Scott, thanks for holding. Others, we're going to go right to you here. But I wanted to play this Assad thing, then we'll talk to Scott and Steve. Here is Assad in his own words saying it's a false flag. Remember 15 years ago, that word was not even in the popular vernacular. Here it is.
We don't have any chemical weapons. We gave up our arsenal 3 years ago. Even if we have them, we wouldn't use them. And we had never used our chemical arsenal in our history.
So what happened these days?
As I said, the only source is Al-Qaeda. We cannot take it seriously. But our impression that the West, mainly the United States, is hand in glove with the terrorists. They fabricated the whole story in order to have a pretext for the attack. It wasn't attack because of what happened in Khan Sheikhoun. It's one event. It's a stage one. The play that we saw on the social networking and on TVs, the propaganda. And the stage two is the military attack. That's what we believe is happening because it's only few days, 2 days, 48 hours between the play and the attack, and no investigations, no concrete evidence about anything. The only thing were allegations and propaganda and then strike.
You know why Assad's being overthrown, right? Because he began the process to open up and democratize the country from his father, who was a brutal dictator, against radical Muslims. One of the only countries where Christians and Jews could live in peace, where women don't wear hoods over their heads, where women are doctors and lawyers and scientists. Because they're, most of them are really, the ruling party is crypto-Christians. And that's admitted. That's why they go to Easter, they go to Christmas at the Orthodox Church. That's what's really going on here. And it's the last bastion in the Middle East of Christianity. That's going to be blown away by a bunch of, if you watch the ISIS Al-Qaeda videos, I mean, scum of the earth, crazed demons. You look at the Assad video, he's telling the truth. Or he's the best liar the world ever saw. Plus, he didn't have the motive, and the rebels have been caught doing it before. Scott in Wisconsin, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm all right, brother.
Good, good, good. See, I'm a little older than you, but I've been following you for 15, 17 years now, something like that. I've always appreciated your insight and your honesty. Just saying that.
Thank you, brother.
To be devil's advocate here, one of the things I've said throughout this whole entire election thing was the Trump, Mr. Trump, just more smoke and mirrors. And I'm thinking that the two biggest things that led to his election, and from people like me, were the repeal of Obamacare and this draining of the swamp. So Hillary's still on the street. Obama, openly treasonous, still on the street, and no mention of his crimes. James Comey shouldn't be anywhere near our FBI offices, and he's still in office. And then I just heard Donald say, well, he's a good guy, deserves a chance. George Soros should have a $10 million bounty on his head, wanted dead or alive, for doing treasonous acts to our country. Why hasn't anything moved as far as taking care of the actual problems in our country?
I'll tell you, because he can't even get two or three levels filled. They're in open mutiny and rebellion and are trying to organize a coup against Trump right now. But I agree with you. He has to go on offense or they will destroy him. Even if he sells out to them, they're going to destroy him to demoralize the liberty movement. We're the real target.
Right, I agree with you 100%. I mean, these economy numbers are easy to manipulate and make us feel that things are going in the right direction and everything else. Where I'm a small businessman, I just launched an online t-shirt business, and there's still small business going out of business in droves in this country, and it doesn't seem like there's been
I agree. We have not turned the economy around. There is some real numbers and facts. He's doing real things that will help, and we are seeing that happen. But I agree. I mean, it's very spotty. It's very, very hit or miss. And fortune favors the bold, and if fortune is liberty, Trump needs to. Well, we got 30 seconds left. What do you think Trump should do? You're a smart guy.
Well, I think number one, the Obama deal. He was openly treasonous. He supplied our enemies with not only money but weapons. I understand the Hillary thing. You know, it's smoke and mirrors where I come from. But why isn't there the mention of Barack Hussein Obama being tried or at least indicted for his openly treasonous acts against the people of the United States.
No, that's it. And I understand it'll make it look like he's vindictive to Governor Hillary. You have to. She's an international war criminal that robbed Haiti. I mean, she's such a criminal that if he wrote a fiction book about somebody like her, you wouldn't believe it. It's like George Soros. He's worse than any James Bond villain.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and getting a traditional bank loan can be a hassle, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant could be approved in minutes, and money could be in your account in as little as one business day. So if you need a small or a substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4040 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 4040. Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
They took the babies out of incubators. Just incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
CNN's Carl Rochelle is here with me. Just came up. Carl, I know we can't be very specific given these restrictions, but within those parameters, what did you see?
Well, what I saw, I didn't see anything hit. I looked very almost straight above us. There's a vapor trail coming from my right to my left, and there's a cloud of something. It looks like it might have been an explosion cloud. The white city.
Three Stooges routine if you just tuned in. Coming up at the end of this hour, I'm going to play the piece that Zimmerman and Du and others put together of admitted fake CNN videos where they said Scud missiles were hitting and they were on top CNN Center in Atlanta. It's admitted. And then we've got them caught doing it again. So this is what they do. This is their specialty. Sandy Hook. Cooper turns, his face disappears, his nose disappears, and then they've got footage of the wreaths and the flowers for the dead children, and the wind's blowing, and you can see it's looped footage. All I'm saying is, you can't believe one word they say. And they go, you don't believe children ever died. You don't believe there's ever been gun violence. I'm like, CNN is a pack of liars. That's what I'm saying. I don't believe a word they say. I'd be crazy if I did. And it's the same thing with this gas attack. The one thing that'll get Assad thrown out, 1 week after Tillerson says, all right, we're going to let you stay in as long as you have a process for elections. Boom! Well, let me just drop chemicals right away so that all ends and you invade me. Steve in Iowa is bringing up an important point. Martial law. It'll be called civil emergency. And the Democrats are openly saying they want it. Steve, what's on your mind today?
You know, I got to think that, you know, I voted for Trump, and I totally believed in him. But, you know, I'm kind of thinking, you know, maybe this whole thing could be just one big psyop. And, you know, they might be using China and Russia to bring in martial law.
Flesh that out for me. I'm not disagreeing with you, but, I mean, give me some details.
Well, I believe there's Russian soldiers on our soil right now.
Well, they do have exchange programs. So I would always cover it. And they say it's a conspiracy theory. No, I mean, they inspect our weapons. We inspect theirs. There's joint training things. It's really an excuse to spy on each other is what goes on. But, I mean, it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
You can search engine. Russian's part of anti-terror drill in Colorado was the last time it was in the news. Associated Press, Fox News, Denver Post, about 2 weeks after we reported it, listeners told us about it, and we saw it in the base newspaper. It wasn't like it was even a secret, but the media said, no drones are spying on Americans. There are no Russians either. And Alex Jones is a liar. That's what they do. But, and Obamacare is free, by the way, and you didn't build your business.
But, you know, I went to watch him speak, you know, three times here in Iowa, and he was speaking, you know, really tough talk, and I was impressed. But now, when he speaks, it just seems totally different, you know?
Well, they say they're telling him to be more presidential and to be more even, because if he acts excited, it'll hurt the stock market or something. Yes, they're kind of keeping the president now like a kept woman. You know, they're more and more having, like the beautiful girl, was it Rapunzel? Who's the girl with the long hair up in the tower? Rapunzel. So that's what tends to happen with power. In fact, it almost always happens, so you're right. But listen, this is why I know that it's not all the gloom and doom you see. And I can see why you see that. Fundamentally attacking globalism, political correctness, fundamentally announcing we're a nation, fundamentally announcing in a border and doing the things he's done for small businesses and TPP, that is a repudiation of a globalist system already collapsing. He just added accelerant and strength to it, and now anti-globalism was exploding 5 years ago. 2 years ago, it was thermal nuclear. Now it is like planets blowing up from supernovas, from giant stars erupting in thermal nuclear meltdown. I mean, it's just supernova. It's devastating them. It's devastating their program, their unelected system they set up that they wanted to move through and never have debated. Vampire systems like this have to operate in the dark. Disclosure destroys them. David Rockefeller wrote letters, you know, to the press that have been declassified, you know, praising them for keeping globalism secret. And our project for world government couldn't have been done without you, and now we're so close. Well, guess what? He died a month ago, and guess what? His project's falling apart. So it doesn't mean Trump's going to be perfect. Doesn't mean he doesn't have problems. I'm not hitched up to Trump because I talk to him sometimes. I don't care about that. I'm not some star chaser. What matters to me is the globalists are fundamentally scared, and it wasn't a psyop. And China and Russia are not in on this with Trump. The people used to always say that, and at a certain level, they're with the foundations, the communist elements are, with like Soros. But Russia's breaking away from that. China is in its own direction, and there are three major predator centers, sir. I love you. We'll be right back with breaking news. Oh, yeah, big investigation.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
When I was summoned from Montgomery, I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville, would you like to ride?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I sat down in the front seat, he turned on the radio. And them sad old songs coming out of them speakers
was solid country gold. Well, we've got solid hardcore research that our intrepid team, Millie Weaver, Gavin, of course, Leanne McAdoo, Orrin Schroyer, everybody has been involved in here, the whole team, going and showing mainstream news from years ago, but also currently AP, thousands reportedly abused, many killed little children by the UN. That's the UN specialty. My first film, America Destroyed by Design, spends about a third of its time on that because it's a chronicle of the UN, of globalism. We were raising the alarm. See how far we've come? I don't think folks getting demoralized by Trump going a little bit sideways. I'm not defending it. It's worrisome. But overall, thank God, globalism is in big retreat. So this is a war. But Leanne pointed out, because there's so much of this, Cynthia McKinney and congressional hearings a decade ago about major defense contractors who got caught all over the world kidnapping little kids, loading them on jet aircraft, selling them to Saudi Arabia, you name it. This was been in the Chicago Tribune. This has been in newspapers. But nowadays, when this stuff happens, it's not in newspapers. That's why I'm realizing I've got to get back into this. And now when you cover it, you get all sorts of hell. Was McKinney questions Rumsfeld and Myers on DynCorp and 9/11 war games? That's C-SPAN, March 10th, 2005. Man, time flies. I said 10 years ago. That's now almost 12 years ago. And they demonized her in the media, but she comes on the show. She's a real liberal, and they ran the congressman that thinks islands float against her. They made up stuff, wouldn't let her go in the Capitol because they got rid of her because what she was covering was real. Talk about courage. So before we get into the boil down of tomorrow and next week, we're going to be airing large sections of these reports here, the nightly news from your week-long investigation with Michael Zimmerman and others there in California. You guys have a lot of courage doing that, by the way, Millie.
Thank you.
Let's play what Leanne mentioned. Here it is.
Mr. Secretary, I watched President Bush deliver a moving speech at the United Nations in September 2003, in which he mentioned the crisis of the sex trade. The president called for the punishment of those involved in this horrible business. But at the very moment of that speech, DynCorp was exposed for having been involved in the buying and selling of young women and children. While all of this was going on, DynCorp kept the Pentagon contract to administer the smallpox and anthrax vaccines and is now working on a plague vaccine through the Joint Vaccine Acquisition Program. Mr. Secretary, is it policy of the U.S. government to reward companies that traffic in women and little girls?
Thank you, Representative. First, the answer to your first question is no, absolutely not. The policy of the United States government is clear, unambiguous, and opposed to the activities that you described. The second question.
Well, how do you explain the fact that DynCorp and its successor companies have received and continue to receive government contracts?
I would have to go and find the facts, but there are laws and rules and regulations with respect to government contracts, and there are times that corporations do things they should not do, in which case they tend to be suspended for some period. There are times then that the under the laws and the rules and regulations for the that passed by the Congress and implemented by the executive branch, that corporations can get off of out of the penalty box, if you will, and be permitted to engage in contracts with the government. They're generally not barred in perpetuity.
This company was never in the penalty box. If you could proceed to my second question, please.
On your first question,
yeah,
I'm advised by Dr. Chu that it was not the corporation that was engaged in the activities you characterized, but I'm told it was an employee of the corporation. And it was some years ago in the Balkans that took place.
It's my understanding that it continues to take place. And
is that right?
Yes.
Well, if you can give me information to that effect.
I'm sure you are interested in all of the information that I have, and I'll be more than happy to provide it to
you. Good. Thank you.
But I would also like to get information from you.
Okay.
For example, the information that I just requested about who has those contracts.
Exactly. I mean, and see, that's why we see these type of situations. They never go all the way to the top because that is who you're going to take down. You're going to not have people like Cynthia McKinney in there who are going to grill people like Donald Rumsfeld and say, listen, President Bush just gave us one thing at the United Nations, but then you turn around and you're awarding billion-dollar contracts to these same companies that are engaging in sex trafficking and human trafficking.
And that was in thousands of newspapers. And it wasn't just 16-year-old women they were kidnapping or 14-year-olds or 13-year-olds by the thousands. It was little kids.
Right.
Some of them, they were shooting snuff films with them.
Mm. God, that's disgusting.
Wow, so that's a kickoff of this. Millie Weaver, Leanne, jump in here. Break down the latest smorgasbord of nightmare and the special reports you're premiering each time on the Nightly News that also then go to InfoWars each day that we'll be premiering right through the week with your deep investigation in California.
Well, today we are releasing the Darknet interview. And, you know, it's important to touch on the fact that over 80% of dark web visits can be attributed to pedophilia. So the problem is that a a lot of these dark web visitors are going there specifically for pedophilia. Now, they also use the dark web for drugs, for illegal gun sales.
Identity theft,
buying and selling, blackmail. I mean, really the list, anything you can imagine, you can buy it on the dark net. And there's problems with that as well as far as people's identities being stolen. People can actually, these traffickers can use their ability to purchase any passports, and these are real passports that people are actually selling. So that means actual employees are abusing their power and selling it on the dark web because they know it can't be traced back to them, and they can use.
And let's expand on that. They now admit digital fingerprints are the worst way that's being hacked and taken. They've got those by the millions. That government employees are the ones mainly selling giant databases in, and then actually running networks with other groups to profit from it. It turns out globalists here have been framing Russia. I'm not a Russia file. It's come out in the Vault 7 news that the CIA, working with foreign groups, is stealing identities, making all this money, attacking Congress, attacking agencies, and blaming Russia in a build-up to war. And that's confirmed. And our own CIA leaked that because there's good people in there that are really concerned. So this all ties together.
That's exactly it. And, you know, this person who we interviewed, whose identity is going to remain anonymous for their own protection and safety, they went in to tell me how people can actually steal your identity and your IP address and then go on and purchase illegal things, visit pedophile sites.
And that's the key. They end up framing everyone. It's like the Pentagon and 6-7 years ago, 10,000 computers had hardcore child porn. And people filed a public and said, no, this got put on our computers, and it was later confirmed by one of these bots. And guess who? CIA. Framing the army and others so they could then threaten them.
Right. That's exactly it. And it's pretty disturbing that our privacies are all going to be for sale on the dark web. And, you know, this person was actually getting into saying how you have groups of hackers out there who are just getting to the point where they're almost going to be able to hack into our medical records, right, and start buying and selling people's medical records and medical information on the dark net. And that's some of the problems we're seeing with the dark web and people compiling all this information.
And that's why I don't like the telecom deal with the Republicans. It's better than Obama's, quote, net neutrality that really wasn't that gave total control over. They come in with one that restricts some of it, then lets the cable companies and telecoms finally get the data. Google doesn't want that. They want the monopoly. But that'll just be more data points that are saving data so those employees and people can steal and sell that as well. Nobody should be saving this stuff.
Right. And then they keep trying to tell you to put everything up into the cloud, trying to push big corporations or even small companies like this one. They're like, don't you understand how much information you have on your employees?
And that's the thing. We don't keep stuff on clouds. Everybody I know does it, and then they wonder why it gets hacked, why it gets used. That's crazy. Put everything you've got somewhere else.
Right.
It's like making fun of old people from the Depression who, you know, keep money buried in the backyard or in a mattress. It turns out they're a lot smarter because you could end up losing your money in the bank.
Exactly.
You know, me and Leanne were having a little bit of a discussion on this because it's such a complicated issue as far as the drug trade on the dark net. And, you know, what really is the solution? I know Leanne had a pretty interesting take on it. Leanne?
Well, we were just sort of talking about repealing a lot of these drug laws, because if we could do away, for instance, with people who feel like they need to buy drugs in the Silk Road, for instance, because they know they're going to go to prison if they get caught. If we could do away with that, then we could really focus in on these people who are trafficking.
Right. The drug war is a great distraction from all the really hardcore victim crimes.
Right.
And it's also a gateway. The whole drug culture helps fund all this other illicit,
exactly,
really hardcore criminal stuff. And so it's a gateway to empower the criminal system, and the system knows that.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty disturbing. And how much money is made. And they use Bitcoin on the dark web. That is their currency because it's encrypted. It cannot be tracked. It's all decentralized. So it's a perfect way to be able to buy things and nobody knows. It's just like essentially cash on the internet.
Right.
Well, I just want to advise everybody, do not go on these dark webs or whatever they're called, especially the ones that advertise themselves as illicit or criminal, because it is just, it's like joining a satanic cult or something. All the manipulation, all the lies, all the con artists, all the horrible people. It's the worst place in the world you want to go. Obviously, I don't want to call for a bunch of regulations to shut down private internet systems themselves, because it could actually be for good. It's just we're here exposing it because sunshine is the best disinfectant.
Right. And you know, we don't want to say for the government to take control of these systems the way they can. I mean, it's just like when Matt Drudge came here and said, get out of these internet ghettos. They want us to believe the only access through the internet is their little ghettos that they've set up for us. And so there, it's nice to have sort of that freedom. But again, you think the government is hiring all of these really pro-hackers, these young people saying, come work for us, come help us with the government. Well, why aren't those hackers able to get in and deal with the dark web?
Well, the truth is, at the top, the big corporations and people are running this. They're using it for compromise. They're using it for control. We know that. It just came out 3 months ago, a month ago, and 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Associated Press, Reuters, you can type it in. CIA caught using the tools, we already knew they had them, to go frame people.
Right.
And this is what they do.
Yes.
This is what they do, ladies and gentlemen. This is how corrupt. And, of course, they framed Assad. I mean, they have the history of doing it. They've been caught before. They have the motive. You look at Assad saying, of course we didn't do this. It's a staged event to invade our country. You can tell he's telling the truth, not just from the evidence. You look at him, he's telling the truth.
Right.
You know, and Leanne, that was a great question. You know, why hasn't the government done more to shut down and fight the dark web? And it, really the answer to that is they have shut down aspects and sites on the dark web. And every time they shut down sites on the dark web, 10 more pop up in its place. So the problem is that they actually have less control than we even think they do. Mm-hmm. And there are some positives to the dark web, given that if they ever try to completely censor the internet like we've seen with China,
right,
we could actually have another medium to access sites and things that maybe the government tries to ban.
Exactly.
On the control
board.
Sure, and let's break this down. And the best article to show is the one, of course, he did over a month ago. I mean, I love showing Zero Hedge and AP and Reuters. You can see ours first, you know, Infowars.com, laying it all out. Told you years ago. We're not bragging. They just keep saying we're the fake news when I told you everybody Sunday. Talked to my sources with the president. He's not going to put up a no-fly zone. It was just because they didn't get rid of the chemicals. It was to look strong, to shut up all the stupid Russia stuff, and for the Chinese president. The president comes out 2 days later, says exact words, because that's what he did. Now, is he lying to my sources? Hadn't lied to me yet. Hadn't lied to them yet. So we'll see what happens. He was, you know, lying to us or wrong in supporting that bill that Paul Ryan brought him. But other than that, he's doing pretty good in my view. I don't want to digress off of that subject, but he is going after the pedophile rings. We're seeing record arrests, not just of child porn, but the people with the children. That's why you went to California to do an investigation of why there was only one article each time they'd bust 120-something,
right,
470-something, another 100 here. And then never, well, where are the kids? Well, where'd they go? Well,
right,
who were the people? And a lot of them were kids grabbed out of their backyards years ago.
Right.
I mean, that was confirmed in major news. So, again, thousands of kids raped, hundreds murdered, AP confirms, by the UN in one operation in Haiti. And then,
right,
but then AP says no arrest, nothing's being done. It just hits a brick wall. So, ladies.
Yeah, no arrest, nothing being done about it. But let's worry about Russia or all this other fake news. And I love how they also kind of say that the Daily Mail, for instance, is like a fake news site. And yeah, you know, it has some tabloid.
No, it's got girls in bathing suits and, you know, guys in bathing suits. I mean, it's got that on the side. It's a very good news source.
But yeah, they're one of the only places that will report truthfully things going on in the U.S. And they do hit hard on these type of stories.
Well, they rewrite our stories about a week later.
Yeah.
Which is fine. We're happy for them to do it.
They'll
Well, they give us credit a lot, too.
They give us credit a lot of the times, but they really have hit hard on this. Like, why is this not a huge story? UN workers were taking children in Haiti and forcing them to perform sex acts on at least 134 of these peacekeepers. So it's not enough that they go
in 2,000 cases.
Give them a cholera epidemic and, you know, kill a bunch.
On purpose, crapping in the water supply.
Yes. But then they go, and this girl is talking about how, you know, she still hadn't even gone through puberty yet, and she was forced to have sex with nearly 50 people. Okay, they would pay her like 75 cents or something. She's a child. And so no one's been arrested for this. You were talking about the dark web and how they're able to create passports and things for these kids. This is exactly what was happening when we saw the young lady that Hillary Clinton actually helped get a softer sentence for, where she was taking out these kids from Haiti. Oh, and she was doing it because she was loving and she wanted to rescue these foster kids had no parents.
And now she's changed her name and runs another foster thing.
Yeah, but it's like...
For abused kids.
So you just go grab kids, snatch kids, and then take them to another...
Well, Sandusky ran a thing for helping kids. And
right.
So expanding on it, tell folks where they can find your reports, Millie, what we've already aired last night. More coming tonight on the exclusive getting in to the Getty Center and showing the real satanic manuals, just showing how real all this is. Because if you read the UN report, it goes further. So a lot of the kids got killed. There were deaths, too.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's just sick.
You will be able to find the report on the dark web, which this is an exclusive interview with someone who we had to mask their identity. Their voice is distorted. And they're taking us into the dark net, the dark web. And you'll actually see the TV guide kind of format where you can actually see all the different sites. You can see how it's categorized as hard candy, these pedophile sites where children are bought and sold routinely, such as the children from Haiti. I mean, for as little as even $300, isn't that completely horrible? So you will be able to find that on Infowars.com. It's also going to be up on the Alex Jones channel. So basically keep in touch and keep checking back, because that's going to be up today. We also are going to be releasing the extensive investigative report on the satanic manuscripts and going into the history of Aleister Crowley and Satanism in Hollywood, which has direct ties to pedophile elite trafficking rings.
Well, I'm glad that you and Gavin and Michael got in to this thanks to your contacts, and it's really horrible to look at. There's
image,
a lot more.
This image here, I want to kind of explain what this actually is. This is a king, and this is explaining how the elites, the royals, the kings, he's waiting for his bath. His bath is being prepared by his servants as they are bloodletting these babies, these children. To death. They are pouring their blood into chalices, into vials, and then they are pouring it into a bath where he's going to bathe in this blood. And this is.
And by the way, I've read mainline history books about royalty in Europe. In fact, you can search engine it, royal queens that bathed in blood.
Right.
And it was well known that they would just take a kid, slit their throat, put it in there, and put water in with it, that they would bathe in the blood. That's where all the vampire legends come from.
And there are tons of celebrity music videos out there where we have these Hollywood celebrities who have Aleister Crowley occult symbolism all throughout their videos. And what do you know? They've got scenes of bathtubs filled with blood that they are soaking and bathing in. We have Eminem bathing in blood. We have, you know, Lil Wayne having music videos where he has his trafficked women bathing in blood. And
sure, there's Elizabeth.
On walls. Bathory.
Yeah, there's, yep. She's just one that got caught, and she was a noble woman from Hungary. Yeah, it's Hungary, Romania, and Transylvania. That's where it all started. And that's where the legends, the people from Transylvania, the nobles, grab you, take you to the castle, and drink your blood. Well, they do. So that's where this comes from. And that, of course, is related directly to Prince Charles.
Been labeled as the most prolific female murderer by Guinness World Records.
That's right. She's called a serial killer.
Yeah, and more relating even to that.
And they kidnap children from the village on a weekly basis for her meal.
And part of it is... Through the occult, at least, not only is it that they drink the blood and they bathe in the blood to try and become immortal and
650 kids she killed.
Yeah, it's disgusting. This is what the elite used to do. We had Vlad the Impaler. We had all these people throughout history.
Well, she's a descendant of him, yeah.
Yeah, and not only are they doing it for immortality and youth, they also do it for spirits, conjuring spirits. Demonic possession, because they believe that these spirits,
doing horrible things gives them this power.
Well, they believe power transfer. It's a transfer of energy.
Exactly, and they believe that these spirits actually give them knowledge, so they're after
from beyond the veil.
Yes,
and expanding on that, we're now going into all this because I've realized I've even told friends, you know, Vlad the Impaler, Count Dracula, and they go, "No, dude, Vlad the Impaler is a different guy." No, Count Dracula, it means Count. You know, Count Dracula means Count Dragon. Vlad the Impaler was called, you know, the Dragon King. That's an admitted fact. That's related, where the legend comes from. That's not my opinion.
It was related to Prince Charles, and they're really
absolutely direct. That's where the whole royal family comes from.
Descendant,
and he's moved back there. That's where he lives. Sometimes most of the year, he actually bought the original Count Dracula castle and has moved into it.
Yeah, you can visit there. I think.
He also owns some other castles he's turned into hotels. But Dracula had five or six castles. But the big famous one lives there. Can't make it up. Lives in Count Dracula's castle, related to Count Dracula, and it's connected to all the child kidnapping, you name it.
It's probably because they didn't have to the torture dungeons are already there, you know, so they don't have to.
We're going
to
come back and do a little bit more of this before our next great host comes in and hosts the fourth hour, Anthony Cumia. But I want to play this report. It's real CNN reports that are fake from the past. 1991, a new one they put out this week where they said they were in Syria and they weren't. You hear the birds tweeting and then that gets turned off and you can see what's happening there with a phone ringing. And then we've got the babies in the incubators on C-SPAN. And then we've got my little joke spliced into CNN of Syrian chatter admitting they did the chemical attack, which Assad's denied. Here it is.
They took the babies out of incubators. Incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
CNN's Carl Rochelle is here with me. Just came up. Carl, I know we can't be very specific given these restrictions, but within those parameters, what did you see?
Well, what I saw, I didn't see anything hit. I looked almost straight above us, and there's a vapor trail coming from my right to my left, and there's a cloud of something. It looks like it might have been an explosion of cloud.
National correspondent is Ben Wiedemann. He is live for us on the Syrian border. We can see the sun is coming up, Ben. So good morning to you there. You are there on that border. It's daylight now. What's the reaction?
Well, the reaction, I mean, what we've heard from the Syrian media, we've been reporting on, no reaction from those people who have borne the brunt of the aggression by the Syrian regime now for well over six years. But it's important to keep in mind when looking at the situation in Syria that the vast number of the victims of this regime, more than 400,000, they were killed by the regime, not by ISIS, and therefore many Syrians will be happy to see some sort of punishment.
And we have footage of your radio listener of the white hats with their fake mannequins. People pretending, actors, that they've been in bomb wreckage. And then they go, cut. They've done that live on CNN, too. They're like, are you ready? Okay, start the shooting. Boom, boom. Like, we are in the battle zone. Oh, it's horrible.
Boy, did I almost look stupid.
Good evening, Anderson. Well, what we've learned from a senior U.S. official is that the U.S. military and intelligence community does now have the communications intercepts of the Syrian military and chemical experts talking about preparations for that Syrian attack. Now, with the
Hello, this is Syrian military. Under orders of Putin, we launched chemical attack on civilians. So United States invade and defeat us. This is radio transmission of our plan to launch the chemical attack to cross the red line so that they invade us and defeat us. We do this because we're winning now. And we do this now so Saudi Arabia can invade us and take over. We want to be thrown out of power. That's why we've fought civil war, started by West, for 6 years. So we agree with your Adam Schiff, great American that we are.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Fourth hour straight ahead. We'll have some final comments from Leanne and Millie, and I have some. And then Anthony Cumia takes over a fresh horse. Ready to